Good morning, everybody. Yeah, it's me, Buddha, from Surf Guru for your Mahalo Monday. Talk Story Tuesday and Wipeout Wednesday Surf Report, all brought to you by Ron John's Surf Shop, one of a kind, Cocoa Beach, Florida. Thanks to Ron John for sponsor report. And it looks like we've got the calm before the storm. Winds are going to come sweeping out of the north as a cold front comes all the way through, all the way down to South Florida by late today, probably maybe Tuesday, if not. And northeast wind behind it, 15, 20, maybe 25, maybe even stronger than that. And a building wind chop swell with a ground swell mix, but you're not going to hardly notice it because the wind chop's going to be taking over. Pretty big sets coming in and some just mishmash wind chop swell. South sides of the pier on Tuesday and Wednesday. The winds look like they're going to shift to the east, so it's going to be kind of choppy everywhere. But definitely some big chunky surf coming our way. Looks like the panhandle on the west coast, not much is going on. That north east wind, just not much swell coming your way. Pretty much flat as it gets when it goes like that. And down South Florida and Miami area too, the ground swell down there, if you catch it before the winds get on it, but the wind's definitely going to be picking up and going all the way down the coast. It looks like it's going to be windy all week long. So it looks like it's going to pick up even stronger. Today it's just starting up, and it's right nice light winds right now. The west, we're over here in Sebastian area, but north winds coming down the beach today. So get ready for some cooler weather, hopefully, and some big chunky surf. Like I said, the south sides of the piers might be your best bet on Tuesday and Wednesday. Then the winds will probably be more out of the east. All right, you guys, keeping the surf cams free. Let our sponsors know you heard it or saw it here on The Guru, and we'll be back on Wipeout Wednesday. You guys take it easy. Surf Guru. See ya.